That that the Bezin said the last 2 hours of the day, Adim came today after Minchin said we know today is really Rosh Chodesh. The Bezin says no, we're not making it today, we're going to make it tomorrow. So really, right now, these next 2 hours should be Choyl. That's the Kasha. Why did Rabbanan say Inay Kodesh? So Rabbanan says it's not because Rabbanan really wanted to give a Din Yom Tif. It's Tam Azazul Evein. Not to be Mezalzel in Yom Tif, they said this. Look at Rashi. Rabbanan Amaloch, Hosam Nami, Kivan Denidchel Yem HaMochris. Since Bezdin does not want to say today is Rosh Hashanah, they're pushing it off for tomorrow, have a Rishon Choyl. Really then, the 30th day today should be Choyl, really. For Lehavi Kodesh, it has no Kedush at all today. Elachad. Only one day is Kodesh, just tomorrow. Bezdin is going to say for tomorrow, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Or Bezayit Shver, these next 2 hours of today, the Yom Lamed, why can't you do Malacha then? Since Bezdin knows now today is Vadeh going to be Chol, and tomorrow is first going to be Kodesh, why can't you do Malacha now? Vadeh Tikkun Ligmar Hayom B'Kedusha, Ki Echad Alizuzai B'Yom Lamed Shoshana Acheres. A new takana. People shouldn't come to be mezalzel looking at it as an easy day to next year, to 30th day of Elul. The Isharis Lulasas by Malacha is you can tell them that today, you're allowed to do malacha. Mina min chulamala. Kishiyoidim shiyidchu aisa. Kishiyoidim shiyidchum. Now that they find out that business first going to make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah, see if we can tell them now the next 2 hours of the day they're allowed to do malacha. Is also leneved beinami koidem hamincham. Next year, maybe also come the 30th day of Elul, and the Adin didn't come throughout the day. So even before mincha, people will say, just like last year, we did malacha on the 30th day, now also we'll start doing malacha. And here it's Gzera, because maybe the Edim will come to the Bezna Godom before Mincha, before they brought the Korban of Tomichel Ben Habayim. The Ayyim Kodesh. Then the Loch would be, Bezna would say only today is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Lamed, because since when they bring the second Tomid, they could say the Shios Rosh Hashanah, that would be enough. But Im Tashosim Locha Beyomtiv. So the kids of that Tachom say the last 2 hours of the day you can't do Malacha, it's a new Gzera, Rashi learns. Shloye Zalzlu Bey, that people shouldn't come to be Mekel next year on the 30th day of Rosh Hashanah, if, on the 30th day of Elul. If the Yedim don't come after, by Minchatoin, if they don't come, they'll start to do Malacha. And really, no, they can't do Malacha, because maybe the Yedim will come yet. So it's Stav Sonia, Azaitik Gzera, the Leila Zalzlu Bey, really the Pshat is only one day is Kodesh. The second day is really Vadei Choyl. Why do we keep 2 days? Stam Zuzuzei Bey. So therefore, the Rabbanan Shita is, it's called only one is real Kaddish, the other one is not. So it's not considered like one long Yom Arichta, one long Kedusha. We look at Rosh Hashanah like 2 different days, 2 different Kedushas. Therefore, you can make one Erev one way, and another next day, the Erev the other side. This is also the Chomen, Rabbi Yehuda, and our Mishnah, but Rabbi Yossi Dingzich, and Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. That we hold no, Rosh Hashanah has a Chumrat Gadin, is blind like Yom Arichta Dami. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is like one long day. By the Vyoid, there's another Machlokes now. Vyoid Amr Rabbi Yehuda, that what, on the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you can make it tonight to take off the Truma. If you have a basket of apples that you didn't take off Truma, so you can make it tonight. You say the first day, if today is Chol, the Truma is Chal today. If it's Kodesh, I'm not saying anything. So tomorrow, Tzricha. I need both Machlokes in the Mishnah. The Chur, that totally Zeb is there. The first Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's called 2 different Kedushas. Why? Like Rashi says, because a Monashach, one day is Chol. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say you could make a tonight with your Truma and say I'm making the Truma one of these 2 days also? Because a Monashach, one of these 2 days is Chol. So the day that's Chol, on that day I'm making my Truma. So Chol, it's the exact same Machlokes. What am I doing the 2 times for? So tomorrow, Tzricha. The Yashmin of Rosh Hashanah, if we're just here, the first Machlokes about an Erev, Bokom Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Deloy, Ko'ovet Midi. Because you're not doing anything. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is makel to say, you can make 2 different Erevs. You can make an Erev for the Mizrach of the first day, an Erev for the second day. Because there's no Zilz in Rosh Hashanah, but you're not doing anything on Rosh Hashanah. Avo Kilkola, Mashenk in the second case. We have this basket of apples. That's Tevel. Right now it's also Tidit. You want to go and make off Truma Samaisis now on Yom Tov. The next they can misak in Tivlom, that's the Gzerim Midi Rabbonin. You can't take off Truma Samaisis on Yom Tov. Of course, it looks like you'd be misaking something. It's exer. Maybe you come to build a house. Maybe you come to fix up something. Is aim a model on Rabbanan. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda will be model to Rabbanan that it's also to do this on Rosh Hashanah. Gefort on Rosh Hashanah, you're doing something that's mechzei kimisaking. So maybe here Rabbi Yehuda will be model to also. So no, Kamash, no, here also he's moided, he holds it smutter. And his svar is why? It's not nearer Kimasakan on Rosh Hashanah. Because the Maisa, one day is Choyim, and one day is Kaddish. So both days I said that tonight is that I only want the Truma to be Chal if today is Choyim. On the Tzad today is Kaddish, I don't want the Truma to be Chal. So it's not called, I did any Tikkun on Yontif. I wasn't Masakan on Yontif, I spoke out Klo. I only want the Tikkun to be Chal on the day that's Choyim. So if you would hold, that's Mutter. Rashi says, Utricham, Rabbi Yehuda Laruya de Beis Kedusha saying, Banach Klas Mili, Linyan Era Vikokolo Beitza. Hey, in three cases in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says his Shita, that we look like it's two different days, two different Kedushas. Zai, the first case is a Rubit Chumin, you can make two different Eras, one for the first day, one for the second day. Then Vikokolo for the Truma, that you could take off Truma both days and make it tonight, whichever day is Choyal, that's the Detzchal, and Nuadin Beitza. An egg that's born on the first day of Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat it the second day of Yom Tov. So, Kasa, what are these three halachas for? They're all the same svara that has considered two different days. Drashach yasinim. Avakakola, the mechtik masakin tivle a maloi. Why, when you're masakin tevel, it looks like you're doing a malacha. So maybe there you do be machmir. Kamashma, no, he's not machmir the reader. Tmavaita. Ziyashmin hanitata. They only had these first two chedushim that you can make two different errors. And you could be mafresh truma. I tell you, mishum the lekel of migzir alayu. There's no gzeris. You can't make any gzeris. Speaking out claw, it's only because one day is choil. Avo beitza. Mashenkin, when an egg is born on Yom Tov, the ikel of migzir bo mishum peres hanosharim. There's a gzera that maybe if you be matter to eat the egg, you come to eat peres hanosharim. Peres that fell off the tree on Yom Tov or on Shabbos is muksa. About the beginning of Shabbos, the peres was on the tree. So mishum peres hanashom, there should be one gzera. Hu adenu mishum mashkin shezavu. There's another gzera that let's say you have an orange and the juice starts to come out by itself on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. It's also to drink the juice. Because we're afraid if you drink the juice, maybe you come to squeeze it out metchila. That's an isachita. So what then a beitza maybe has the same, these are two reasons why they ask for a beitza on Shabbos that's born on Shabbos. Because if you come to eat the beitza, it looks like peris on the sharm, looks like a peri that came off where it was attached to before, or it looks like mashkim shezavu. Is a model rabbonin? Maybe here if you do be machmir and say you can't eat this egg on Yom Tov because you have these two gezeres. Is Sricha? No. Kamashla? No. I have these two gezeres that the egg is born on a Yom Tov or on a Shabbos. But here, about the Monashach, one of the 2 days is Chayil, that's why I make them. See Rashi? Beitza shenol de b'Yom Tov isasur. The reason why the Rabbanan said if an egg is born on Yom Tov, you can't eat it, is Bechlal gezeres perish on a Shurim. It's Bechlal the same gezera that you're not allowed to eat an apple that fell off the tree on Yom Tov. Shegozer aleim shem yal v'yitlish. The Rabbanan made gzeira. Even though the apples fell off by itself, if you're going to start to eat the apples, we're afraid you'll go and pick off more apples. V'yeh shayisrim bechlal mashkim shezavu. This is also the Gemara in Beitza talks about this. And some say an egg is bechlal the gzeira of mashkim shezavu. Min ha'novim. If you have grapes, and by itself the juice starts to come out, you're not allowed to drink the juice on Shabbos. Because we're afraid if you start to drink the juice, maybe you come metchil to squeeze out the grapes. Even though really an egg is not done with the squeezing out, they can't really squeeze out the egg. The Gemara says it's like a light plug. It's bechlal dat gzeira, since it looks like it. The word is you have juice, it's inside the grape. You have to squeeze it out to get it out. An egg is also, an egg is like inside the chicken. Now when it comes out, it's like you squeeze it out. So even though avadim etchil, they wouldn't make the gzeira on this, but once they made the gzeira not to drink the juice that came out of the grapes, this is also nichlal in that gzeira. It's like kulu chod gzeiru. So I would think that what, since it's a chomadik isa, not eat an egg that was born on Shabbos, so on these 2 days Rosh Hashanah maybe should also be yasser, kamashma no, therefore he holds that since one day is vadei choyl, only one day is kodesh, so mamonashach on the second day you'll eat the egg. If the egg was born the first day, you'll eat the second day. Because mamonashach, if the first day was chayom, pshit it's mutter. On the tzad, the first day was kodesh, but the second day is chayom. You'll eat it the next day. That's a yudishita. But halacha, we hold, not like that, we hold halacha, that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah is considered like one long day. Right. Tanya. Ketzad Amr Rav Yehuda, masna adam ala kukola, v'yom tev rishon v'oichlo b'sheni. How did Rav Yehuda's matter that you have this basket of apples that you didn't take off truma yet? So on the first day Yom Tov, you take off Truma, and you're allowed to eat it on the second day. How do you do it? He had two baskets in front of him full of peiros of tevel. That were not, that's also to eat. He didn't take off Trumas and Maises yet. His Omer, he says, Im ha-yoyim choyol, if today is choyol, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, has yoyim lamed of Elul, if today is choyol, ulamocha kodesh, and first tomorrow, Bezdin is going to make Rosh Chodesh, is going to make Rosh Hashanah, is tehezu truma zu. I want right now today, and be mafresh truma. Today is choyol, it's mutter to be mafresh truma, and be mafresh truma today. Liyim ha-yoyim kodesh, but let's say, no, today is called kodesh today. Bezdin was mekadesh the 30th day of Elul. Today is Rosh Hashanah, Abuzay Lamacha Choyal, then tomorrow for sure is only Choyal, it's only the second day of Tishrei, and Bidvorai Klum. Or Bezoi, then I'm not saying anything. Because since today is Rosh Hashanah, I'm not going to be Mafish Truma on Rosh Hashanah. The Koyra Lashem, and he says his Korei Harezu Truma, he's on a Sufik, or Menich, and he leaves it. Ulamacha, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he says the same thing. Huayna, Im Hayoim Choyal, if today is Choyal, Tehezu Truma Zu. I'm making a new Maisa for Rosh Hashanah. Today, this should become Truma. V'ya Mayoyim Kodesh, Lu Yitzu, today is Rosh Hashanah, though. Habazoy, and the Vorei Klum, then I don't want anything to be Chal right now, because it's Osir. Right to the Korei El Hashem, and he says, Harezu Truma, on the Tzad that today is Chol, so he wants the Truma to be Chal today, he says again, Harez that Truma. Korei El Hashem V'yoichla. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Yosi know it's Osir, like we had before. Rabbi Yosi Yosi, Rosh Hashanah is considered like one long Kedusha, so both days have the Yisra, you can't be mafresh Trumas and Maisers on Rosh Hashanah. V'chein hoyer Rabbi Yosi Oiser b'shnei yomim tov mishogolis. This is the Chiddush already. Not only on 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but who are there on every 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Yom Tov in Golis, Rabbi Yosi was also machmir. He also held the 2 days of Yom Tov Shogolis is also like 2 days like a Vaday, and he can't use this suffix to say because 1 day is a chil to be mafresh Truma. That's Rabbi Yosi's Echumra. Trashi, Yedukar lo Hashem, aloysa shal truma v'yoichla l'chaverta. V'chein oi Rabbi Yosi Yosi b'shneim tov m'shal golis. V'goin beiz yom m'shal Pesach. V'yatzeres on shvuas v'sukis. Sh'atoy ron ru yoy mechot shabosan. That midirais is only 1 day yom tov. U'v'goyla, in chutz loretz, oisin shnei yomim. We make 2 days. V'vnei sh'rechoykim i'bezdin. Because we're far away from Bezdin. V'yen yoydim im hukfa tishrei v'nisim v'yoyim shloishim oi v'yoyim laman aleph. We don't know what day was Rosh Chodesh. The Afa gave the Mishum Sofik. The Chad B'nei Choyol, even though really so, and you saw because one of them is Choyol, HaFilu Hochi Machmur Rabbi Yosi. Still Rabbi Yosi is more Machmur. The Anak to Rosh Hashanah, Loi Korolu Shogolius. The Vnei Shaf B'Yushalayim Pomim, Hoyu Nasim Beis Yomim. Because even in Yushalayim, sometimes you had Rosh Hashanah to be 2 days. Ugugoyin, the case was, Shebo Redim and Amin Cholamala. About even Bezman that had a Bezna Godom, but if the Edim came after Mincha on Yom Lamid, Bezdin said, today Takas to be Noi Kodesh, and tomorrow is going to be the Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Mochamed Gadin. But Rabbi Yosi's Chiddush is even on a regular Yom Tov Sheni. Shogolius, which is the Churu Tars Vadai, one is a Suffolk, still he was Machmer. Still Machmer, since Lamaisa were Noi both days to be Kodesh, he has to be Noi the Yisur Yom Tov on both days. So the Imara Amaisa, Hu Ba Tavya, there was a hunter. The also levei Resh Galusa. He came to Resh Galusa. The itzisid b'yom tefrishin shogolis. He brought them. He's a goy that went hunting on the first day. On the first day yom tef, and he collected. He caught an animal. The itzisid b'yom tefrishin shogolis. V'yishchatar b'yom tefsheni. And the mice was they shechted it on the second day. He's this goy hunted a deer on the first day of yom tef, and he gave it over to Resh Galusa. And the second day they made a shchiter on it. Shrashi Batavia means tzvi. They captured a tzvi. They captured a deer. The Yisra b'yom tov rishon shogolius v'yedei nochrim. Avad it was a guy. But l'maisa to capture on yom tov, that's a melacha, that's awesome. So machlokes the Gemara in Beitza if it's awesome with the raisim with the rabbanon. But kol posim say there is awesome on yom tov. So who did it? A guy captured it on the first day yom tov, and they brought it in front of Resh Galusa, and they shechted it the second day yom tov. So the kids said they went down to eat it on the second day yom tov. The mice was Rav Nachman, Rav Chizdochlo. Rav Nachman and Chizdochlo both held it was mutter. About the Yom Tov Shogolis, we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah, but a regular Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis. So there they were mekel, and said the second day you're allowed to eat this meat from a monoshoch, 1 day was chayil. It's Rav Nachman, Rav Chizdochlo. Rav Sheshis Layochel. Rav Sheshis was a machmen, no, Rav Sheshis didn't eat it. Strashi, Rav Nachman, Rav Chizdochlo, from a monoshoch, Amanashrechas mutter. Yes, machil. If yesterday was choil of a zehere mutter, then shito. So goy captured the animal on choil. Of other we can shecht it today. The esma kodesh. Elamai no. Yesterday was yomtiv, and the goy did the malachar on yomtiv, and it's also to have anol from malachar on yomtiv. Aba harei hayoyim choil. But today, the second day, is vade choil. Vareihem teninu v'chteshiyasu, and we waited. We didn't shecht it right away, Moitzoy Yom Tov Rishon. We waited till the next day. So since we waited enough time, that's not considered having Hanor from Leches Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's Mutzah to shecht it. That's their Shita. Rosheshes lo yochol zet Rashi, Mishum de Kosova, Kedush Achasi. Hesilukur holds like Rabbi Yossi, that even the 2 days of Golias, the Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golias, is also considered like a Vaday Kedusha. And they both have the Kedushas Yom Tov. So therefore, if a guy did a melacha to you on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to have a nor from it on Yom Tov. You have to wait till after Yom Tov. To choil, to maitzoy Yom Tov Sheni. Then, if you wait, v'chtei sheyasu, you wait enough time that you could go and capture the animal, so it's not considered you had any hand nor from the guy, then it's mutter to shech the animal. That's Rav Shesh Shita. So the Mora. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman had a tainus Rav Shesh. My yevad le Rav Shesh is lo yachol bisko de tavia. What's wrong with Sheshes? Like, how come you're not eating this good meat? Is Omele Rosheshes? Rosheshes answered back to him, V'yechel Eichel, how could I eat this meat? The Tony Isi, we learned over Isi learned. V'yam we lo Isi Tony. And some say, no, Isi learned like this. V'chein hoi Rabbi Yossi Oyser, v'shnei Yom Tov and Shogolius. That Rabbi Yossi before we just had asses, even on the 2 days Yom Tov of Golius, he's also machmer to say it's called like one kedusha. They both have within kedusha to it. So how could you be makom to say because a monashach 1 day is choyol? Rabbi Yosi, oh, not like that. So Rav Sheshes was machmer like Rabbi Yosi shita. Shrashi lo yoichal. The Tony Yisib and Ichusa. V'yamr lo Yisi Tony b'loshin teim kolayma Yisi Tony v'yavano echol. They say since Yisi learns like this, oh, I should be mechot eat. So that's why Rav Sheshes held like he did. So the Maror Amar Rova or my kusha. Like still the Shven Rav Sheshes, what we saw Shvet Rav Sheshes. Dil Mochik Koma, this is what Isi meant to say. V'chein hoyer Rav Yosi Oyser v'shnei Yom Tov Mishur Rosh Hashanah B'goylo. Maybe Isi was just saying over that Rav Yosi is machmir the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Goylo. Not a Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, but maybe he's only talking about Rosh Hashanah. That's when he was machmir. But maybe Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius have Adam's mutter. Fred Gemari Hochi Shagolius, why do you say a Loshin of Yom Tov Shagolius? The goylem iboylei. Shouldn't it say loshin golius? Golius is mashma out of Eretz Yisrael gamri. The goylem just means out of Yerushalayim. So why do you say a loshin of golius for which is mashma chutz loritz? Just if he meant 2 days Rosh Hashanah, they should have said the goylem. So drashi my kushya. Dil mahach seifa namia Rosh Hashanah koi. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yosi was machmir. He was only machmir Rosh Hashanah. Vachik komar v'chein oyer Rabbi Yosi oisev Rosh Hashanah begoylem. That call Rosh Hashanim Koyse Shoyu Oysim Rishlayim Kishaboyim Waitim in Amin Cholomal. So we wouldn't know this man is there. That maybe they're Machmir in Eretz Yisrael, that every single year, even in the case where the Edom come earlier, they're still Machmir to make it 2 days Rosh Hashanah, up to a case that the Edom will come in Amin Cholomal, and that's Mikra, then you have to have 2 days. So maybe Rabbi Yosi is only Machmir in Rosh Hashanah. But on the 2 days of Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius, maybe there is Mekel. The Terence says, no, why did they say Loshin Shogolius? So Rashi Mashma Bahani Sheinasim Shnai Melo Begoylo Mashma Yomte. That's only in the Gay and Golis, not in Eretz Yisrael. He should have said Begoylo, which is Mashma even in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Rav Sheshes was Machmir, because he learned that Rav Yosi meant to ask her even Yomte Sheinish Golis. Fighter. So tomorrow. Omer Rabasi, Omai Kusha. No, it's too Shven Rosh Hashanah. Why were you machmir so much? Dil Mochi Koma. Maybe this is what Rav Isi meant to say in the name of Rav Yosi. V'chein hoye Rav Yosi Oyser. Iser Shnei Yomim Tovim Shogolius Ki Shnei Yomim Tovim Shor Rosh Hashanah L'Rabon and Dishori. Maybe that Rav Yosi said that the 2 days of Yom Tov Shogolius is L'Chumro, he didn't mean to be machmir. He meant to say they have the same halacha like Yom Tov Shor Rosh Hashanah Ali B'Rabbanan Dishori. Just like in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chomim, Amekel and say, Rosh Hashanah Siddur 2 days, Rabbi Yosi was saying, even though I argue on you on Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah I hold is called like one Kedusha, but Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius, they're Amekel. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yosi meant to say. So it's still a kasha to Rosh Hashanah. Who said that Rabbi Yosi was machmir so much? Maybe Rabbi Yosi wasn't machmir on the Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius. So maybe Rabbi Nachman was right, they had a right to eat it. And Allah is talking like Rabbi Nachman, that it was mutter to eat it.
And the Mor says, Vaita Maisam, Askechei Rav Sheshes L'Rabba Bashmuel. Rav Sheshes now met up with Rabba Bashmuel. Omaleh, he asked him, Tony Mar Midi Bikdushis, do you know anything clear about the halachis of 2 days, the Yonter Sheni Shagolis? The second day in Golis, what kind of din does it have? Rav Sheshes wanted to know, was he right or not? Rav Sheshes Ad Kan now was machmor on himself and held that he heard over a Rav Yosi Shita that says also Osir, both days have a din Kedusha on it. And the right of the other Chum dinzach on him and said no. Even Rav Yosi never meant to say that. Rav Yosi only meant to say that the 2 days Yontif Shenish Golis is like the Rabbonin Shita of Rosh Hashanah. So the kids, so they were arguing on Rav Sheshes. They held no, it's muta, and Rav Sheshes held it was also. So he asked him, what the locha? Tani ma midim dush, did you learn anything? Can you help me out? Omalei answered back, Tanina, we learned like this. Moide Rabbi Yosi, Vishnayim Tov Mishagolius. We learned claw that Rabbi Yosi is moide, that on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, that's not called the Vadi Kedusha. He's moide to Chachomim, that what, like, about one of them is Vadai Choyl, you can make these Tanoyim. Chveisa Beitza that was born on the first day is mutter on the second day. Here, the animal that was captured on the first day, you're allowed to shecht it on the second day. Hitaka learned where Rav Nachman learned. That's taka mutter. Is Omalei, so Rav Sheshes told Rav Shmuel, he mishkachas lehu, leitayim lehu. If you go back and meet up with Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda, don't tell them over this halacha. Like, not to embarrass me too much. As before, when Rav Sheshes was with them, he was arguing, saying, I'm machmir, because that's Rav Yosi Shita. And they were saying no. And now Rav Sheshes came out and says clearly that he was wrong. So I'd not to be embarrassed, he asked them, please, when you go back there, don't tell them what you're telling me now. Because I see clearly I'm wrong. So that he was makablet Rav Sheshes. He was chosen now Rav Sheshes. But Koponim, he didn't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Trashilo Temelu, Lahai Milsa, the Mechsafilei, Al Dolo Ochman, Achaltiminei. So the kids, what comes out from our Gemara, now here Rashi and the Sand, Rashi has a psak. Rashi gives a ganze psak here to say, for now, Gemara here is Mash Meklor, that when you have 2 days of Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis, if you have 2 days, see, if an animal that was captured by a goy on the first day, the second day you're allowed to eat it. Because we hold claw that Rabbi Yosi is Moida, 2 days of Golis, the second day is like a Vadei Chol, one of them is Vadei Chol. So something they did a Malacha the first day, the second day is Mutter. That's the way it should come out, and that's the way Rashi paskins Malacha. And the Mechaber also paskins like this. But Ramor brings down no Yesh Machmirim, that Yeshvi Machmir. In the case that the Goy did for us a Malacha Diraisa, in this case where a Goy captured an animal on the first day Yom Tov, which is this Diraisa, and he gave it over to the Eden, the Ramor says even the second day on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, you should not shecht, you should not have enough from it even the second day. And what's there? The like Taisus brings down. Taisus also brings down the Bahag. Taisus says in the second line of the big lines, O Bahag Mufarish, the tzorach lahamtin ad moitzoi yomtiv shosheni. You have to wait even to the end of the second day yomtiv. Vechtei sheyasu. You can't have hanor from this animal that the guy captured for us until after the second day yomtiv. Vetam, what's the reason why is he machmir? Vetam kedei sheyasu, because he learns what's the svar alamol when a guy does a mloch for you on Shabbos or yomtiv. You can't have hanor from it on Shabbos or yomtiv. You have to wait till after Shabbos. How long after? Enough time that you could do it after Shabbos. Like if a guy heated up the bath for you on Shabbos, you can't use the hot water on Shabbos until there'll be enough time for you to heat up the water right then. What's the reason why we're about to make him Kodesh Yasu? As Yesh Tefarish, Mishem Shema Yoyma Yisrael Anochri, Lassus Biyomtev. The Gzeir is, if you're going to have a no for the Melocha the guy did to you, we're afraid you're going to tell the guy, go do it for you. Since it's Gishmak, the guy did a Melocha for you, you enjoy it, we're afraid you're going to tell him to do it for you. So, according to Bahag Shita, here, when the guy captured the animal the first day, if you're going to go and eat it the second day, you're going to have another the second day, there's the same gzerum. Since it's Gishmak, you're having good meat the second day, because the guy caught it from you, we're afraid you're going to go tell the guy right now, go capture for me more behemoth. And that's Vaday Yassim. The second day, Nogayah to the second day itself, you have to be Noy Kodesh. You have to be knowing today is Yom Tov. The second day Yom Tov, you can't tell a guy it's time to do a melacha for you. So that's the Bahag Svara. Why did they always ask the Bechtei Sheyasum? Because we're afraid anytime you're going to have a nor, maybe right now you go and tell the guy to do it. So then it doesn't help you, our Gemara Svara, to say, since one day is Choyl, the male is muta the second day to have a nor from it. Because if you have a nor the second day, we're afraid maybe you can tell the guy to do it. So that's the Bahag Shita, he's Machmir. But it doesn't pass like our Gemara's. He passed like an other Gemara's. that on 2 days Shagolius, it's also to have anor the second day. And where it's a shell on this year the Raisa, what the Ramah says, we're machmir like the Bag Shita. We'll soon see, but Shalom, but some become chus l'tchum, that's only with the Rabbonon, there we'll make them. Yavaita, so the Morim, Omer Rav Ashi, l'didi Omer li Amemer, the Amemer told me the Maisa was like this, Hahu ba'atavya, there was a certain a hunter, Hahu ba'atavya la v'sudi yitzoy, after we had the Maisa before, that the hunter came and brought an animal, it wasn't the Maisa, he brought an animal that he captured. It wasn't the Shail of Tzedah that the Goy did a Malacha Diraisa for the Yisrael. That wasn't the Maisa. El, the Maisa was like this. Elo Mechutz L'Tchum Osa. The case was the